Kitty and the Dead Man's Hand by Carrie Vaughan. Narrated by Marguerite Gavin. Copyright 2009 by Carrie Vaughan, LLC. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Grand Central Publishing, a division of Hatchett Book Group, USA, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. To all the teachers who told me it was okay to write, draw, and tell stories. Chapter 1. This was embarrassing. I never thought I'd become such a victim of tradition, yet here I was, looking at the gowns in a bridal magazine. And liking them, wanting them, all that satin, silk, taffeta, and chiffon, white, ivory, cream. There's a difference between white, ivory, and cream, I learned. I could even wear rose or ice blue if I wanted to be daring. Then there were all the flowers and jewelry, diamonds and silver. If only I could wear silver without breaking out in welts. Okay, gold, then. I could wear gold. I'd be a princess, a vision, absolutely stunning. And all I needed was a $10,000 dress. I can't believe it costs this much to take a couple of pictures, Ben muttered, studying the brochure for a photographer, one of a dozen or so we'd collected. All the brochures for caterers, reception halls, DJs, tuxedo rentals, and a dozen other services I hadn't known we needed, lay piled on the table between us, along with magazines and notepads filled with lists, endless lists, of everything we were supposed to be making decisions about. We didn't even have a date for the wedding yet. My mother had helpfully delivered all this information to me. She was very excited about it all.